right up here at the end of the street. You can see those buildings now. They're stores, but they, you know, a few years back, that would have been Lockheed right there.
My name is Craig Popp, and we're in Burbank, California, in Los Angeles County, in the San Fernando Valley. And we're about half a mile from the I-5 at Burbank Boulevard and Victory. Yeah, I grew up in this house. I remember it when I was a kid, when they were building the I-5. From time to time, we'd see the military planes fly over. I saw U-2s in the 60s flying over, and other exotic kinds of planes. We didn't even know what they were. Yeah, I don't know when they built it, but a lot of the men that lived in the area worked there. I don't think they questioned the military industry at all, except that it brought money. Everybody was doing pretty well. During the 50s and the 60s, you know, people were doing very well, and I think they liked it. I think some people called it the Skunk Works, but I never heard that until later. Yeah, we just called it Lockheed. And I didn't know anything about the pollution problems until I started here. I think the first thing I heard was when they were going to dismantle the plant. My parents told me they were going to build a large smokestack and just burn all the trash and let the smoke carry the pollution away. A lot of people were angry about that. And then we started hearing stories about how they'd been dumping solvents and rocket fuel on the ground and letting it soak into the ground. And I think my brother contacted me that there was going to be a class action lawsuit. And that's the first I heard that people actually were suffering from illness from it. There was some cancer of the kidneys or something like that from drinking the water. Because the water, Burbank had its own water for a long time. They'd pump it out of the ground. And I do remember, I think, my father telling me when I was young that they'd had to stop pumping the water because Lockheed had polluted it. But I think they just switched to L.A. water. And I think the government said it was safe, so we drank it. And my father did develop cancer, which may or may not have been associated. You know, they couldn't prove it. In fact, we knew some of the people that had sued on their own because they had serious illnesses in their family. Or they found, or one family I heard, actually, they didn't have any illnesses in their family, but they heard about a lawsuit, so they sued also and got large settlements in exchange for their keeping silent, not telling anybody else about it. When the lawyers contacted him, he said, "Nah, I'm not interested in the lawsuit." To him, it was just like part of the game, you know. My parents are like farm people from Iowa, and they're very stoic about stuff like that. He also had asbestos in his lungs from the shipyards and also from doing insulation work with air conditioning. And when he breathed, you could hear his lungs like somebody crumpling an old cigarette pack. Well, I tried to convince him to participate because I had read about how the asbestos companies had known for years and years about how dangerous asbestos was, and they kept it secret from the workers and their customers. And I wanted somebody to pay. Even if Dad only got a little bit of money, it would at least help to punish the people who had done that. His cancer was liver and bladder. It was consistent with what they said Lockheed did, so.
But yeah, because the asbestosis isn't even what he died from. He had that, like, forever.
Yeah.
But then he died from the liver and bladder, which are both, they try to say it's not, you know, the causation is really hard, but the correlation is really high.
Yeah.
But that's all I wanted to say, just remind you of it. Oh, my name is Maria Hall, and I'm married to Craig. And we've lived here in this house since August 2004. But Craig grew up here.
My mom lives just up the hill in a retirement home.
Okay, let's see. This folder I started keeping, I think it was probably around 1999 or the year 2000. Most of this I just started collecting for the whole family. Whenever they would get a document, I would just put it in this file. In 1999, I was working at Physicians for Social Responsibility, which did work on environmental justice issues. So I was becoming very interested in former military sites that had released things like perchlorate, which was something in Lockheed, rocket fuel, basically, that can affect thyroid, it can affect your bladder. It's correlated with many cancers. So, well, let's see. I haven't looked at this for a long time, but yeah, there are some newspaper articles. There was, as you can see, it says enclosed is a check for the amount of $8.13, which represents your proportionate share of this reserve account. Now, what that reserve account was the people in the class action weren't satisfied with the judgment, so this $8.13 check to my mother-in-law represents that.
The class action suit was, I think my mom got maybe $100 or something. And that was for both her and Dad. And she got more because he died.
I think I first came here with Craig when we were first married to meet his parents around 1996. And at that time, the shopping center wasn't built yet. So you could sort of see that something big was there. Just this vacant land. But I think now the families around us, with a few exceptions, are younger families that have moved in here since then. You know, maybe they've heard stories about the lawsuits or something, but I don't think they have an understanding of what was there.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, it was all my parents' generation that really lived around here, and they're all dead or in retirement homes. The whole site is now a giant shopping center.
I guess, do you have anything more to say about it?
I'm glad they're gone.